You're listening to Air Talk on 89.3 KPCC. Well, there have been some serious problems with Real ID. That is the federally acceptable California identification that people can use for air travel. Starting later this year, October 1st, the deadline for people to either have a passport or what is a federally acceptable Real ID issued by the state of California. The State Department of Motor Vehicles is working to try and get a large percentage of the state's 27 million licensed drivers approved with Real ID, but the state's having a tough time accomplishing its own goals. Joining us is Michael Cabanta-Atuan, who is reporter for the San Francisco Chronicle. Michael, thank you for talking with us. So what's been the challenge with the state being able to meet its goals here?
You know, I think it's a combination of things. I mean, one is I think Californians' proclivity to procrastinate. I guess that's not exclusive to California. But at the same time, it's the DMV's inability to have proper staffing, to speed the processing of these documents. They require people to come into the office, and apparently there's a process for approval that requires certain people to review certain documents, and it requires about four or five documents. And they've managed to speed it up, but still, that's been a problem. It's also really difficult to get appointments at the DMV.
I'd love to hear from listeners how you resolved a challenge. If you were one of those who found it unexpectedly hard to get your Real ID, we're at 866-893-KPECC. Michael, one of the snags that I saw was that some people's passports were not being accepted as sufficient to get a Real ID. And yet you can get on a plane even after October 1st just using your passport. So why was that not sufficient in some cases to get a Real ID?
You know, I'm not familiar with enough of those cases. I've heard about it, and I don't know whether it's because of when they expire, if it doesn't sync enough with the license or something else. I came with both my birth certificate and my passport, and they seemed to think that both of them were fine.
All right. Glad to hear it. 866-893-KPCC. We reached out to the California Department of Motor Vehicles. They were not able to reply to our request. We just got in the preliminary, what are called the overnight Nielsen ratings for last night's Academy Awards, and a record low viewership, in fact, by a lot. The previous low was for the 2018 ceremony. 26.5 million saw that. 23.5 million saw last night's Oscars, a historic low and a 3 million viewer drop-off in ratings. So the Academy trying what it can do to stanch the loss of viewership for the Oscars, but apparently having an even more difficult time. Michael, anything else that you can share with us about what's going on to try and solve this backlog?
Well, the DMV says that they are trying to, you know, step up their efforts. I mean, one thing that they have done is they've managed to, they've opened, at least in Northern California, they have some Saturday hours. They've extended hours. They open an hour earlier, close an hour later in some locations. That has seemed to help. While it still can take 3 months or longer to get an appointment, just walking in and taking your chances is much better. We went out to the San Francisco office where there is almost every day a line out the door, and not only was there no line out the door, the wait after you hit the counter was maybe about 20 minutes.
So it's funny, people could get a passport in less time and much more easily than get a Real ID. I wonder how many people are just saying, I'm just going to get a passport instead.
Yeah, I've heard some people are doing that, and I know there's an assemblyman who's a major critic of the DMV who is just telling his constituents, forget about it, get a passport.
Yeah. All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. That's Michael Cabanatuan, reporter for the San Francisco Chronicle, who's been covering this story. You're listening to Air Talk on 89.3 KPECC. Coming up, we'll take a look at what's called flight shaming. Those are the efforts of some environmentalists to try and make people feel bad for traveling. And that has airlines concerned that if that becomes a significant social phenomenon, it could discourage people from traveling. We're at 866-893-KPCC. We'll be back in 90 seconds.